You know what? They don't have a number one and a number two receiver. They have two number ones, Brown and Smith. There's the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 24, Washington, zip.
Merrill Reese.
Right here on WIP.
Zip.
Zip.
Jerry Macklin. Zip. We're live at Chigs and Pete's in South Philly. Jerry Macklin on Twitter retweets an Eagles tweet that has some Devontae Smith highlights and says, Eagles have one of the best receiving corps in the league. It's not just Smitty and AJ. Got Quez and Pascal plus Dallas, three running backs that are all good pass catchers. Hard to argue collectively them being second to anyone else. Fly, Eagles, fly. I
mean, especially with the quarterback playing at the level he's playing at.
Yeah.
It just does. Like, it just, you know, it's when he's playing, if he's going to play at this level, my goodness, you could be looking at the best Eagles offense ever. If the quarterback is going to play at this level. You know, sometimes you have these teams where you feel like the quarterback is holding the team back when you have that many skill position guys, right? So, like, you look down in Miami, and they brought in all those guys, but everybody said, oh, it's a waste of talent. Tua's there. Tua stinks.
Right.
Miami's undefeated. So, and they just beat Buffalo yesterday. I'm not telling you Tua's great. What I am telling you is that every quarterback needs to have – weapons. They do. The idea that you can give me Joe Blow and this and that and the other and I should go win with them, no, not in today's game. You have to have the special guys in today's game. And while we had Devontae last year as a young player, I think having AJ here, it's only going to heighten Devontae's capabilities, because a defense is now stuck between who do they try to dictate their defense to stop them.
Options.
So one of those guys are going to get single coverage, and they're just going to eat. Jalen threw two touchdowns yesterday where he literally looked out there at the wide receiver and said, I'm going to throw it to you.
Just throw it, yeah.
Hey, AJ, yeah, slant. Yes, I'm coming. Touchdown. Hey, Devontae, I'm going to throw it up. Yeah, you. Yeah, touchdown. Yeah, that's confidence.
Yeah, he's good. There were a couple other 50-50 balls that weren't completions, but that he trusts these guys, and he's going to put them up there.
Check this out, 24-8. Only the second time in the history of the NFL has the final score been 24-8. Now, that may be nothing other than the fact that only happened one other time. But what makes it more special, you know, with me anyway, my guy, Nick Sirianni showed the team the night before Kobe Bryant highlights of the Redeem Team at the Olympics.
That were just released on social media.
Yeah,
right?
I guess that documentary is coming out next month.
Right.
So Kobe Bryant is explaining to LeBron and the rest of the guys, he's going to run through Pau Gasol because he knows the first play that they typically run. He's going to run right through his chest, knock him down. So I took that as he's showing it to the team. Like, this is the type of mentality you have to have when you're going up against somebody that you know. Are there a few players in this locker room that have a prior relationship with number 11 over there? That's all fine and dandy. When that whistle blows and that ball is kicked off, he ain't your friend no more. We're running through him. And, man, that was apropos. And the final score being 24-8, Kobe's two numbers. Man, that was crazy yesterday.
Yeah, that's very, very weird. The whole thing's very eerie.
And
in a good way.
The one Super Bowl that we won, who spoke to the team?
You're damn right. Wearing a Nick Foles jersey.
I thought it was a number 8.
Yeah, personalized number 8.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I thought at some point he had a Foles
jersey. Bubba
on.
Chuck and Kobe ain't wearing the team's numbers, man. They're going to put their own numbers on the jersey.
That's true. Well, NFL fans, Ike, are rejoicing and celebrating all across the world because the NFL has ended the Pro Bowl as we know it.
Hey!
People were so mad at the Pro Bowl, where every year I would say, yeah, I don't watch it. Or I tune in and I'm like, it is what it is. But people hated the – including Jack. Jack was always against the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
They're replacing it with a week-long skills competition and a flag football game.
Yeah, so we're going to wear all the players out running around doing skills competition and then go play flag football Sunday.
They're going to get non-contact injuries instead of getting injured during the game.
Right.
Blowing Achilles and ACLs, you wait.
Yeah, week in Vegas, a Vegas nightlife, and then, I'm going to go out here and play flag football Sunday.
Here, Leah, let me do this. Whoops, cut. They're renaming it the Pro Bowl Games.
Yeah.
Featuring AFC and NFC players showcasing their football and non-football skills and challenges over several days. Will there be a wing-eating contest at some point?
I hope they have all that stuff. Jason put something out on his Twitter handle where he was giving out some suggestions.
I saw that.
Like beer chugging and all that. Yeah, do all that stuff. Yes.
Will be held in Vegas February 5th.
Yep. That'll be more interesting than the actual game.
Yeah. Yeah, Peyton Manning and his Omaha Productions are going to help shape programming and promote the event. Because now Peyton's got to be all over the place.
Peyton. Is Peyton headed to being the commissioner? Is that where we're headed?
Something. He's going to end up running for president one
day. Yeah, I was going to say he doesn't want to be the commissioner of the NFL.
No, he wants to make more money, though.
Yeah. That's $44 million a year. I mean, my goodness.
No, I mean, listen, Goodell's very highly compensated, but it feels like Manning's going to make more money with endorsements and everything else.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right. Inge's on the line, Ike. Are you ready for this?
I'm never ready for Inge.
Hi, Inge.
I don't get a choice.
How are you? You don't get a choice. So. Hi, Inge.
Yo, I thought you two were idiots, but I'm just going to talk briefly to Chuck for a second. His points didn't make any sense. First of all, on whatever partner is not a safety. He should be playing on the line as a slot receiver or over the tight end. You still need that leader, that mouth.
All right, Inge, you're going in and out, and I'm not that interested in where the call started anyway, so I'll put you on hold to see if we can clear up your line. Justin in Tennessee, Ike, not only is happy because the Eagles have won, but Tennessee's fixing to be
the balls.
Be a top 10 team with a big win over the weekend. Oh, I went to Marcus because Inge left. Justin, how are you?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Monday evening?
Were you in Knoxville over the weekend, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
No, I was on Friday. My son actually got to do a job shadow with a sports radio guy down there, so we were down there about all day Friday. But, no, I wasn't lucky enough to get tickets to that game. It was a little out of my price range.
Oh, I bet you enjoyed watching, though.
Oh, I was tickled to death. That was the best birthday weekend ever because we always play Florida around my birthday, and we always lose. We've lost, 16 out of the last 17, but, hey, It was a nail-biter, and I know Jack was a little upset because he took balls in the points, but I'll take a win every how I could get.
Your birthday weekend.
Last night. Yeah, my birthday was last Friday.
Happy birthday,
Justin. Happy belated birthday.
Come on, man.
Thank you, boys. 45. It felt pretty good, too. Watch the Birds get a win. Watch the Vols get a win. It was awesome, man.
I think you're like 30 years older than me and not younger than me, Justin? We're the same age.
I'm an old soul.
All right.
But I'm bald, too, though. So,
I got someone that can help you with that. All right, so what about, Justin, what about the Eagles? I mean, obviously everybody's happy they're 3-0, but this seems real, doesn't it?
It does. And I tried calling last week, but y'all had the leading off a couple of times when I was able to get through. It's my turn to eat crow because I was in the camp of I don't know if Jalen can do this or not. And I'm like, it's what Ike said. Everybody said it's all about the quarterback. And we've seen improvement from him. We have. And if I'm OG Wade, I'd be peacocking every day, all day, with the way this kid has played. And, I mean, the defense, Marcus Epps. I mean, I never thought Marcus Epps would be playing as good as he is, but he's playing really good. And once Chauncey Gardner-Johnson gets up to speed with this defense, I mean, they could really be good, guys. And, I mean, it's awesome. It really is. I'm shocked that they're as good as they are because I said 9-10 wins, and it could be like it could be 14 wins possibly this year, 13, 14 wins. Because what other really good quarterbacks are we going to play this year other than Aaron Rodgers? We might get Dak one time, maybe.
Right, right.
And nobody else is. And I want to say this too. I'm glad we didn't get Russell Wilson because watching these videos, man, he's nuttier than a squirrel turd. Man, he's goofy. He's out there, pass, making all these stupid videos. Everybody, tell him run, tell him pass. Man, I would slap him upside the head. I couldn't deal with that. He's just goofy.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
I appreciate the call, Justin. Love you, buddy.
Boys, I love y'all. I mean, good talk to you again.
All right, Justin.
Is it me or has he taken his weirdness to another level since he left Seattle? Like, he got to Denver, and now all of a sudden he wants to be a social media guy, a TikTok guy.
Yes.
Like, I mean, the Mr. Unlimited nonsense was bad enough. I think he's taking it up another level.
No, there's been a concerted effort on his part to there be, there's much more of it. I'm sure he's got people that are
He has a whole team, a whole media team.
But certainly they're saying you're out of Seattle, now you're in Denver, this is a high-profile job, like high-profile place to be playing, boom.
But even Tom did that when he left New England.
Yep.
When he went to Tampa, we got to see a different side of Tom Brady, and we all enjoyed it. Even drunk Tom after the Super Bowl when they had to carry him off the damn boat and everything. That was probably the best Tom that we saw.
But you don't enjoy this Russell?
I don't really enjoy this Russell, man. Even I could laugh at Tom. And I was like, okay, it's the cool side of Tom.
No, because Tom can be self-deprecating, right?
Yeah.
Like, Russell's not.
Yeah,
Russell just wants to be cool.
Yeah, and it's like.
And he ain't.
It's like, dude, no, that's not your lane. You're not in the cool lane. You're in the cornball lane. Like, that's where you're at. Like, that's where you're at.
And embrace it.
Like, I guarantee you, like, a woman will look at Russell Wilson and say, he's an attractive man. He's handsome. But there's no way in hell they're saying, I'm going out with the coolest dude in the club. That's not him. He's not the coolest dude at school. He might be the lamest dude at the school.
The runner pass video was cringeworthy. Did you guys see that?
The one where he's looking for suits?
No, where he's on the sideline. He's going up and down the sideline saying, tell him runner pass. And then, like, he would just start yelling out pass. This didn't make it. It was weird.
Oh, I heard about that. So he was acting like he was calling out the play. Oh, he was trying to be a leader on the sideline, right?
Yeah, you got
it. That's what I'm saying. It's forced.
These guys are like, man, go out there and throw and make throws and make plays and win.
How soon before that locker room was going to be upset at him?
Not long. Not long.
You got to win when you act like that.
We'll get to the text line in a second, but hey, listen, QC Kinetics is doing amazing things for people out there. Lasting relief from joint pain. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these exciting new pain treatments with advanced medicine, non-surgical alternatives. So if you're living with joint pain from an injury or arthritis, don't let them tell you steroids and pain meds and surgery are your only option. QC Kinetics using treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis, and now I say, hey, need a replacement. Don't do that. Call the people at QC Kinetics now for a different way to deal with pain. These amazing protocols work with pain caused by injury as well. So how about a torn meniscus, rotator cuff injury? Call QC Kinetics. Don't live with the pain. Before you get surgery, get another option. That's QC Kinetics. Get pain-free right now with them. Call for a free consultation, 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000, QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. We'll try to finish with some phone calls, but we have the Marks and Reese text line, sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light Eagles pep rallies are back. Join Ava Graham at the Grog, Bryn Mawr, this Friday night, September 30th. You could win tickets to Eagles Jacksonville. Text line.
Text line. Text line. Text line.
Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown are a truly extraordinary playmaking trio. They remind me of myself on a ping pong table. You can't stop us. You can only hope to contain us. Tommy from down the shore.
Well, I guess Battle returns tomorrow. He jinxed his Bills down in Miami
really
on his bachelor
did.
Party. Yep, we called it, too.
Had it. There's no way they were going to allow him to enjoy that weekend.
Nope.
Did he send you the video of him being thrown through a picnic table?
No.
Oh, yeah, he joined Bill's Mafia over the weekend.
He got thrown through a picnic table? Seriously?
Yeah.
Send it to us.
That is awesome.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Honestly, it looked like a baptism. Like, it looked like he was being baptized into Bill's Mafia. And then it was interesting.
Oh, that had to be a huge moment for him.
I know. He seems so uncomfortable, too. But he's like, God, it's my bachelor party. I guess I should do it.
So this wasn't after the game that they did it because he jinxed them? It was before the game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's 0-for-1 after games that he got thrown into a picnic table. All right, what's next, Jack?
What's crazier, Jalen being legit as a QB or OG Wade being legit as a fantasy football participant? Sam from KOP.
Fantasy football. He was predicted to go on 14. He's 2-1 now on the season.
I think I'm more shocked at that right now.
And by the way, it's still a terrible draft and a terrible team.
Right.
That nobody else scored on the team. But Hurts has been so good, and Devontae went off yesterday as well.
Yeah.
And he had Goddard, so all his Eagles connections are scoring for him.
Hey, man, all they care about is the final score. They don't care how you get to there.
The money does not know where it comes from, Mike. All right, what's next?
Maybe I should have spent less time scouting local high school football and more time figuring out how to beat OG Wade.
Andy in Deptford.
You suck.
Yeah. I hope we're over the whole high school football thing with Andy now.
Oh, we are.
Are we? Because I hung up on him when he started doing it, so I don't know if he's going to be leaving.
Got to be over that, right?
Mean messages in my DMs. I don't know. All right, any more Jags?
Doesn't Nick in the NovaCare know not to beat a dead horse? The Eagles beat the Bronco 9 times. Jeff in the Northeast.
It's actually pretty good. Beat a dead horse. It's pretty good.
Well, he's not dead quite yet, but it
Well, yesterday, yesterday
he looked like it. Honestly, and this isn't like I'm not making light of it. I was waiting for the only thing they were missing was him taking a big hit and going down with being injured or something like that.
Oh, no, you don't want to see that.
No, I didn't want to see it. But, like, that's the way it was going as far as how many times they were in there hitting him. Oh. So he was lucky to avoid injury, but it was rough yesterday. All right, any more, Jack?
I've listened to OG Wade say Hurts was better than Brady and Mahomes and the most important player in the league. But saying teams should just start scheduling losses against the Eagles and not show anything on tape might be the most insane thing he's ever said. Mark and Marco.
I got to agree with you on that.
Agreed.
By giving credit, he reinvents himself every week.
He does.
He said, so teams are just scheduling losses and we won't put together a full game plan.
Hey, who do we have again? Oh, we're playing the Eagles? All right, yeah, just go the hell home. We don't have the game plan for this one. We're just going to take an L here. All right, what's next?
I am now awake. Ike Reese watching Donovan walk away.
Text line.
Now I'm awake.
I am. I'm watching Battle or text line voice get get choke slammed through a table. Did you see it, Ike?
No, I did not.
It's not all that impressive.
No, it's not. It's not like how real Bills Mafia.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come off a car.
No,
do it. But there you go.
You want him to come back to work, don't you?
I didn't want him to do this at all. But like normally when you see the videos, it's a guy jumping off the top of a van.
Yes.
This guy just picks Battle up and, like, puts him down on the table.
So the table breaks every time, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I think so.
So you have to buy a new table every time you do this? Those things aren't cheap.
Well, those are.
These ones are?
Yeah.
They buy the cheapest ones. Mm-hmm. I guess so. All right, today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Tonight, live from Chickies and Pete's every Monday night. Brandon Graham Show, that's coming up at 6 o'clock. The Players Lounge with Ike and Elliot at 7. Tonight in the lounge, Ike Reese is?
Oh, Hassan Reddick.
Man, coming off a sack and a half?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so we're going to have a sack party here from 6 to 8, basically. BG from 6 to 7, and then we'll go Hassan Reddick from 7 to 8.
Sack party starts next. Couple phone calls. Marcus, North Philly. Marcus, what's up? How are you?
What's up, fellas? I just wanted to chime in. First, can I get some Ike juice real quick?
Oh, yeah. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. I feel like, as Eagles fans, we're scared to peacock in a way. Like, I don't see how the Jaguars are going to be a tough game, only because Trevor Lawrence isn't that good. Kyler Murray hasn't been playing lights out, so I don't see how that game is going to be a test. Maybe traveling to Arizona. I mean, fill me in on the thinking behind saying that these games are tough games when we have two unstoppable one-on-one receivers that they can't double. I mean, everything is going our way, and we're scared because everything is going our way. Like, we're waiting for the other foot to drop the thing, like the Eagles fans.
Nah, at least that's not where I'm coming from. When I say a game is going to be tough, I tend to respect every NFL team. You'll never hear me predict a game that's plus 10 points or plus 14 points. I just usually predict more one-score games because anybody can be beaten. And to have respect for your opponent doesn't mean – you're afraid of the team. It just means it's not going to be an easy win.
Right.
That's all. I mean, I'm still feel just as good if they beat Jacksonville 31-28.
Detroit was a tough game.
Yeah, like.
And that was a win.
And sometimes the final scores aren't really indicative of how the game is played. We may feel good because of the final score, but, I mean, the Eagles earned that victory yesterday. That wasn't an easy win. The final score made it look that way because of how good the Eagles played, how good they played on defense. So, and for Jacksonville to go out and beat the Chargers coming off of shutting out the Colts at home, they're going to come here. I'm not saying they're going to win the game Sunday, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a one-score game.
And the Cardinals is in Arizona, which
– anytime you're traveling out west, right. You got to account for that. So, again, they may win that game. They may beat the Cardinals. It doesn't mean it's going to be an easy win.
Right. Yeah, they'll most likely be favored in that game, the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, it's the NFL.
Mike in Chester Springs. Michael, go ahead. How are you?
Johnny Mars, Mike Reese, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Okay, first thing. Look, I love Donovan. But when you talked about Russell Wilson being a cornball, I just started laughing. I used to cringe and go, come on, Donovan, please just be cool. Please just be cool.
No, you're right. No, you're right. But he's my brother, though, so I'm not calling him a cornball. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, like, you don't have to.
Right. No, but I know that's what people thought about him, as he's not the cool guy either.
And I'll tell you, those Seattle defensive players, I don't think they were
– Oh, yeah.
I don't think they were liking Russell Wilson like you guys all love Donovan.
But Jalen Hurts
– Oh, that's true.
Jalen Hurts is cool. Like, he
– Yes.
Yeah.
He's got that ice water in his veins. But what I said to Jack, our lovely Jack, was, you know, maybe, like, because I'm struggling with this 3-0. Like, I predicted this team to go maybe 10-7, maybe 9-8. Mm-hmm. I know I struggle thinking about we beat the you know, Detroit, Minnesota, and but Carson was bad, right? I'm still like, I'm a bit on the fence,
but they made him look bad. Yeah, he wasn't bad in the first two weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
He was second in the NFL in passing.
I
right?
know, but it's one of those things. Is it fool's gold or? But anyway,
I don't think it's fool's
we're
gold.
We're so critical. I'm critical, and I think it's like this deficiency of being a Philadelphia fan. We want a dynasty so bad. We thought we had it with the Phillies. We were hoping for it to happen after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I just think we're too critical, because we want to have 2 to 3 championships in a row. We want to be.
How about us get one?
Yeah, I'm just trying to win a playoff game.
Yeah. 2 to 3 championships in a row. How about we get one championship and I'll be happy with that. And by the way, dynasties don't really exist in today's sports world. They aren't designed to exist. The Patriots are the last of a dynasty. Let me know where the other dynasties exist at. Who's winning 2-3 championships in 3 years, 4 years?
The Dodgers in baseball feel like they could do it, but yet, you know, they're not doing it. I don't know how many.
All they got is a COVID championship.
And Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, they got a COVID.
And the Warriors had it.
There. Okay, you're right. How the hell did I forget about the Warriors? Yeah, that's the closest thing to a dynasty is the Warriors. And even they took a little break from winning.
They did, yep.
So, yeah, the Warriors are the closest.
Coming up.
Boy, they got lucky when they drafted all those dudes.
Yep. Well, I mean, the Sixers may be the start of the dynasty this year, Ike Reese.
I'll take getting out of the second round.
Me too. Coming up is the Brandon Graham Show. That's from 6 to 7. Howard Eskin slides in along with myself for the BG Show. And then the Players Lounge. Ike Reese, Elliott Shore Parks. Tonight in the lounge is Hassan Reddick. With a big day as well yesterday. So we'll come back with the Brandon Graham Show, everybody. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, football fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. And if your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. You can wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app. And sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. If your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.